Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On to today's podcast, where Ashley was absent, and we're going to catch up with her in today's show. She actually had the honor of being the liaison between a big country star and our company's biggest and brightest people. So all that in today's podcast, as well as it being National Eat What You Want Day and how that turned out on the air in this podcast that starts right now. Okay, this morning I woke up in here and one of the big headlines that I saw was that it was National Receptionist Day. That in itself, okay, it's exciting news if you're a receptionist, but I want you to think about every building that you've ever walked into where somebody's said, "Hi, how can I help you?" You know, and they're sitting behind a desk and they normally, traditionally, they know how to receive you well, and they know how to guide you well to wherever you need to go in this building, wherever you need to go in this restaurant, wherever you need to go, wherever it is. So to you on Receptionist Day, I hope that you're treated. I mean, it's hard for us to give you the day off because we need you so bad. And for those of you who are great receptionists, it's nice to be wanted, right? So to you this morning, from Obi, Ashley, those of us here at K Nation on National Receptionist Day, to you, thank you for your efforts, your skills, and your big smile. From us here at K Nation, the national anthem out to you. Obi and Ashley, K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. Also, the station that we're calling ourselves for the next couple weeks, Camp K92.3. As a dad who has kids, you know, you don't even need to have kids. Hold on. Let's just take you, right? Jog yourself back to that memory of the days of going to summer camp and just really being able to get away, right? Living life fancy free. You didn't know that your parents were kind of paying for stuff behind the back, your back, or people volunteering, whatever. This time, it's going to be all about the adults, right? So we're trying to hook it up to a trip to Seattle. This time, everything taken care of, like your airfare, hotel, all that stuff to see Luke Combs, all right? So that's going to be at 9 o'clock, your first opportunity to win, and then at 3 again. And that'll be for this week, Seattle. And then next week, we'll change up the spot. All right, so I am alone today because Ashley yesterday embarked on a secret mission, all right? So our company... We have a way of rewarding people who are the best in the business. And I'm not talking about on air. I'm talking about off air. There are people who have to sell the station. There are people who have to keep the lights on. There are people who have to make sure that, no doubt about it, people like me have a salary. You know what I mean? People like you get some really cool stuff that we give away, like the $1,000 that we're giving away several times a day. That money's got to come from somewhere. So our company rewards those individuals by having these big getaways, and these people, they honor them. So this was our conversation yesterday. Myself, Ashley, talking about what she was going to be doing and the flight itself.
I am headed to Atlanta, literally like an 18-hour trip. I'm flying up there because I can't even say what artist it is because it's a surprise to our employees. Our headquarters of Cox Media Group, though, are in Atlanta. And we have a few employees from here in Orlando that are being honored as some of the top performers in the country for our company. But I'm going to serve as like the liaison between this particular artist and our company. So basically deal with them from arrival on site, making sure they get into their hotel room, making sure they're there for sound check. Yeah. Basically being their manager from our end while I'm there today.
Yeah, you're the bridge between the artist and our company.
Yeah.
And what's cool is that this artist has several number one hits.
Yeah, y'all know who this artist is, which I'll talk about afterwards. I just can't ruin the surprise for our employees.
Right. Now, what I think is awesome, too, is when you guys hear us talk about, you know, Ashley's all access and you hear her do these stories, it's because it really comes from a perspective of somebody who is in the know, somebody who's known by these artists. For instance, this artist knows you as well.
Yeah.
So I think that that's really cool that the company understands that.
Yeah.
And that's why you were maneuvered into that position. So this way the artist can feel comfortable.
Right.
With somebody that they know.
And it is like an honor, too. It's kind of like, oh, You're like, oh, wow, the company trusts me to go do this, to go fly to Atlanta. So it is cool. Like, I'm flattered that they've selected me to go do this, but it will be a responsibility of from the moment I get there to make sure this artist is all set in his presidential suite and has everything he needs on his rider. I can tell you this. There was tequila on the list. There was beer. There was a veggie tray. All of these behind-the-scenes things that, yeah, you don't really know that goes on for certain events when artists go anywhere and the things they request.
Which is funny that you say veggie tray, because for a lot of these artists, they're heavy on the liquor, but then on the food, it's always like really clean.
Yeah, you sure you don't want a bucket of KFC instead? I mean, it'll hold you over longer.
Okay, so let's pivot really quick, because is this going to be the first time that you travel since the mandates for masks
have gone? Okay. Yeah, I actually was thinking about that because I've traveled, as you know, with masks over the last couple years, but I was thinking about this back in December of 2019. So this was pre-COVID, right? Keep this in mind. I wore a mask on a plane pre-COVID because every time I flew, I would get sick. Every single time. Never failed. I'd come home from a trip and I'd end up having to take off work here because I was sick. Like, flu symptoms. So even though the mandate's been lifted, like, I never wear masks anywhere now, but I'm kind of tempted to still keep it on in the airplane because that's just dirty air. Recycling all over.
Well, at least the good thing is that if you do feel compelled to wear the mask, it's still a thing.
Yeah, I don't even care. I mean, isn't that crazy though to think that in December of 2019, before COVID is a thing, I'm gonna wear this mask.
And you didn't feel weird wearing that mask before masks were a thing?
No, and you know what? That's funny you even asked that, because I remember saying to myself, I don't care. I know that I get sick every time I'm on a plane, so let me just try this and see if it prevents me from getting sick. So no, I didn't care. I was like, people look at me. Again, back then, people looked at you weird if you had a mask on. Like, oh, I wonder what's wrong with her. I wonder if she has a disease or something that she doesn't want to get sick. But no, I honestly didn't care because I was so sick of getting sick.
Bomb. Okay, well, safe travels. I hope you don't get sick, because we'd love to hear how everything went on Thursday.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted.
All right, so that was our conversation yesterday with Ashley. Tomorrow, we'll have her back in. As a matter of fact, you know what? I'm even going to bug her today. All right, she's an hour behind us, so let me call her. I'm going to call her around 7:30, see how everything went. You're going to find out which artist it was that she was hanging out with. All coming up here with K92.3. Jake Owen, that's K92.3 Music, the station that's trying to send you to Seattle this week. You know, last week it was all about Denver and us taking you to Luke Combs and that experience at the stadium show. This time it's going to be Seattle, and that's another stadium show. So, of course, airfare, hotel, that kind of stuff, we got you. All right, so 9 o'clock is your time to win that. It's Obi here, and I'm by myself. We're going to talk to Ashley here right around 7:40. I'm going to give her a call. I said that I was going to let her disclose who she was the liaison for yesterday, so I'm gonna try to stay true to that, even though I want to tell you as bad as possible. But I am also going to throw a question her way, and for those of you who are going to try to play on the O-Town Showdown coming in here at 7:10, I'm gonna throw some of these fun foods into my questions, because today is National Eat What You Want Day. Okay, there's so many things. It's also National Receptionist Day, so make sure that you love on your receptionist. If your receptionist is eating anything that she wants, boom, that's a bonus right there. But I wanted to just kind of explore, and I'm gonna open up the line, 844-254-9232. If fat, calories, sodium, I'm trying to look for any trans fat. If those things didn't exist, what would be the number one things that we would hit? Especially for days like today, you know, you've got a day where we're literally celebrating eating some of the funnest things that we love. For me, I know I'm a big Taco Bell fan. Well, as I did my research, looks like the number one thing that people indulge in, and you're gonna have to tell me if I'm wrong on this, but hot dogs at the gas station, that's the number one thing that people love to trash on and eat, that fatty foods. Is that true? Other things that top the list: ramen noodles, Pop-Tarts, extra high fives for those people who don't toast them. You've got things on that list like Pillsbury cinnamon rolls. So on National Eat What You Want Day, I'm opening up the lines right now. I mean, is this, I'm just going to put this out there. Some of y'all eat the way that you want all day, every day. And that's okay. No shame in that game. Other people eat super clean. Today's going to be a fantastic day for them. So National Eat What You Want Day, we'll open up the lines right now. 844-254-9232. Are you a Taco Bell person like me? Are you you somebody who would rather just sit around and eat a bowl of bacon if fat and trans fats weren't a thing? It's K92.3. And coming up next, Ashley's All Access. We're going to talk about Tom Brady and the job that he's been offered.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
All right, with Ashley out. Interesting update. It was just about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, that we saw that Mike Tyson, right? So Mike Tyson, of course, now we know that he went from being one of the youngest heavyweight champions in the world, in history, to now being involved in cannabis. He was on his way to a cannabis show that was happening in Miami, and this is where on a JetBlue flight, there was an aggressive passenger who had way too much to drink, who had already taken a picture with Mike Tyson, continued to bug Mike Tyson to the point where Mike got up and started to pummel the guy. There was video. The good thing is that there's two different videos. There's one video of the drunk that's bothering him, and Mike clearly seems to be level-headed. And then there's a second video, which to any of our testament, you know, we all have buttons that can be pushed. And Mike Tyson, you don't want to be pushing his buttons. Anyways, it looks like between the both of them, both their parties had come to an agreement that all charges are going to be dropped. I think that's great. You don't want to be the guy who's going down in history for getting in trouble with Mike Tyson after you're the one who instigated. I mean, we're talking about the heavyweight champion. Anyways, I don't have to go on anymore with that. Let's talk about Tom Brady. Okay, Tom Brady. We've got some big fans of Tom Brady. You know, when he retired, there were a lot of people who were really, really affected by that. Now that he's back, people are kind of like, hey, what's going on here? Well, just to let you know, I don't know how much longer he's going to play football because he's got a sweet deal waiting for him. And this is going to be compliments of Fox Sports. So it looks like ESPN, right? ESPN, they've got Monday Night Football, which they recently loaded up with Troy Aikman. They've got Joe Buck. For those of you who are football fans, you know, that's a pretty big deal right there. Not only that, they also concreted a deal with Peyton and Eli Manning. So ESPN got it going on, right? It's where Fox stepped up and said, okay, we're going to do a 10-year deal with Tom Brady whenever he does officially retire. 10 years for $375 million. Just to put that in perspective, Tom Brady over his 23-year career has only made $333 million. So over 10 years, he would be making more than what he's made over his career's lifespan. So again, that would be really cool. And here's what else is cool, is that Tom Brady's only made $333 million. It's funny coming out of my mouth saying that he only made $333 million. But nevertheless, he could have made a lot more because he drops his salary down so this way he could have a supporting cast on the team that they could pay. So that's actually a cool move on Tom Brady's behalf. I did not know that. But now you know that when he does retire, dude's going to be looking at a very sweet gig working for Fox Sports as one of their main lead analysts. Okay, so let's talk about Naomi Judd. I hate to leave this on a sad note, but I did want to leave it on a strong one. Naomi Judd, unfortunately, you know, she just had a memorial where he had all these different types of superstars show up. Vince Gill, Ricky Skaggs, Bob Weir, of course, her daughters, Winona, Ashley Judd, and all the different superstars that came, Dolly Parton. So it turns out that it looks like Naomi Judd had this memorial service pre-planned. Here, I'll even say what Dolly said here. I wrote it down. It said, "We are family. When it's family, you forgive them. You accept them. And they always put you to the test, and you pray for God to do the rest." So, very interesting there. All that, we'll post all that up online.
Time for the O-Town Showdown.
Powered by Appliance Stockade in Merritt Island.
All right, good morning, you two. Good morning. It looks like I've got Susan of Port St. John. Susan, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, all right. Going up against one of our regulars, Alex of Titusville. Alex, good morning.
Hello, Obi. What's up, Obi? I matched my mom.
Oh, my God. Obi, that's Alex, my son. That's too funny.
Are you kidding me?
I swear to God.
Are you freaking kidding me?
I'm not freaking kidding you, Obi. I swear to God.
Oh, my God. All right. Okay. So, well, we're going to do this. This is going to be a mother-son battle. I love it.
Awesome.
Susan representing Port St. John and Alex of Titusville. I'm going to put you guys up against each other. You guys know how the game is played. Normally, my beautiful co-host Ashley is here, but it'll be me today. I'll have three questions for you. Okay. The questions are not that hard. It's not who's the smartest. It's who's the quickest with their sound. And having the right answer, that's how you're going to do it. So, ladies first, okay. Mom, Susan, what's going to be your sound when you think of Ray?
Bam.
Bam. I like that. Okay, Alex, son, what's going to be your sound when you think of Ray?
Ding.
Bing. Okay, is it bing or ding? Actually, you know what? It doesn't matter. Just make sure you're loud with it, all right?
All right,
let's get ready for the O-Town Showdown. Okay, question number one. This popular fast food joint, especially with it being National Eat What You Want Day, is responsible for the Mexican pizza.
Bing.
Oh,
bam.
What you got, Alex?
Taco Bell.
Nice.
Oh, I had that.
All right, well played. That's one for Titusville. I love how this is working out. Okay, Susan, you need one to stay in the game. Question number two. Bluebell, Breyers, Ben and Jerry are all brands of what?
Bam! Bam!
Oh, what you got, Susan?
Ice cream.
Yeah, nice. Wow, what a mother-son duo here. We got one for Port St. John, one for Titusville, one question between you two, okay?
Okay.
Last question. Who does the Doughboy represent?
Bing!
Oh, what you got, Alex?
Pillsbury!
Wow! Wow! That's two for Titusville. Alex, you are the winner of the O-Town Showdown.
Woo! I may take her, though. I may take her.
Well, the reward...
I think I had the first one. But maybe I'm just hearing a back. Maybe I'm hearing the backflow or something.
Okay, I think Alex just said you're full of it.
Yeah.
All right, so congrats, Alex. You enjoy that dinner at Old Red. Susan, come on in here for this air hug. Come on. Oh, my God.
I love you.
Oh, that's love right there. Guys, thank you for participating in another edition of the O-Town Showdown.
Thanks, Obi. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
K92.3.
Do the right thing.
Obi and Ashley in the morning.
Oh, love utilizing this platform to cover people out there who are doing the right thing. You may be inspired by one of these stories. You may end up as one of these stories. But for today, let's take it to this local charity in Bristol where they've got an animal rescue center. And they ended up picking up this little pup, this little Boston Terrier that was just kind of roaming the streets as a stray. After they picked up the pup, they could kind of come to a conclusion as to why this pup was a stray. Looked like the puppy was abandoned for having googly eyes. So this Boston Terrier, and listen, I've got a French Bulldog, and I know my French Bulldog, if it looks straight at me, I can't tell which eye is looking at me. And this dog had it really, really, really severe. So this Boston Terrier... Bristol Animal Rescue Center took this Boston Terrier on. The rare condition wouldn't even allow the eyelid to fully cover the eye for a full blink. If you can imagine, that's how googly-eyed the Boston Terrier was. All right, so there's a couple good things going on here in this story, right? You've got Bristol Animal Rescue Center that they take this dog upon themselves. They pay for all the surgeries it takes for this dog to have eyelids that could close. Still, dog has googly eyes like there's no tomorrow. I want to give some love to Vicky Carter, who came in to visit this dog. Wasn't expecting to take this dog home, but fell in love with the dog's personality and now is the owner of the googly-eyed Boston Terrier. Now, the story doesn't end there because Vicky Carter takes googly-eyed dog. You know what? I need to stop calling the dog googly-eyed. Her name is Flora. But Vicky Carter takes Flora, the Boston Terrier, to the local brewery there called Lost and Grounded. And they were having an animal competition. It was called the Dog Day Afternoon Competition, where they were looking for the next dog that was going to adorn the can of their latest brew. Okay? So that's where Flora... won the competition and now is on the case of all these beer boxes and on the beer can itself there with Lost and Grounded beer. So again, another really cool story where you've got several people here doing the right thing. You've got Bristol Animal Rescue Center that could have easily just said, well, this dog, you know, who knows who's going to adopt this dog, but they spent the refund. They spent the funds that were donated to make sure that this dog had a better, more decent look. So this way, Vicky Carter could come by and scoop that dog up. And now, of course, the dog is a celebrity there in Bristol. on the cans of beer. So again, that's doing the right thing. You may come across a dog that at first may not be the picture perfect dog, but listen, maybe a supermodel that may adorn the can of a beer. That's doing the right thing.
Obie and Ashley's doing the right thing. Brought to you by Bel Air Heating and Air Conditioning.
Doing the right thing
on K92.3.
It's Obie, Ashley, this is K92.3, and today I'm actually by myself because Ashley was sent on a secret mission yesterday on behalf of the company. So our company, we take care of people who are high producers, and we do something with that throughout the nation. We pile them all up together in one room, and we entertain them, we honor them, and there was a country star that was going to perform for them, and Ashley was going to be that person's right-hand man. Well, in this case, woman. So, Ashley, you there?
Hi, good morning.
What's up? Good morning.
I'm just here waiting for my Uber.
So, how was yesterday?
It was good. It was a very long day because I did the morning show, and then I literally left, I left the building, and then I headed to the airport, and then I got here in Atlanta, and I got to the hotel at like 12:30, and then from basically the time I got here, I had to be on standby for Cole Swindell and his team.
That's the kind of cool relationship that we have, that somebody like a Cole Swindell, you are comfort to him when it comes to meeting all those people from radio that he doesn't know.
Yeah, so you know what's crazy? Like, let me paint the picture of the event last night of what it was. So it was all of our radio and TV people from our main company. So for those that don't know, it's Cox Media Group. And so it was like an honoring ceremony, a winner ceremony, honoring them all for the work that they've done over the last year when it comes to sales and different things in their own markets across the country, everywhere from Tulsa, Oklahoma to California and whatnot. So you have to imagine that this whole room full of people isn't necessarily country music fans or even know who Cole Swindell is. So, you know, it's one of those situations where you're like, oh gosh, I hope everyone's excited. And if not, I'm going to be the one in the background jamming out. so he's having fun.
Yeah, and the good thing is all you got to do is hear a couple of Cole Swindell songs and you're like, oh, he does that song?
Exactly.
What? Okay. Yep. Okay, so good. You're on your way back. Are you, hold on. First of all, how did you rate yourself with representing the company?
Great. It was really, really cool. Actually, the president of our company literally like a couple hours before the event called me and he's like, I'd really rather you introduce Cole, like I'll introduce you to the company and then you can introduce Cole because you know the most about him. And I was like, okay, but for you and I, Obie, like, you know, like one, it was an honor because I'm like, oh my gosh, he's going to let me introduce everybody in front of this, like this entire executive leadership team. These are our big, big bosses out of Atlanta.
Yeah.
So that was like an honor. But then of course, to do it for Cole and just he, you know, the president of our company knew the history there and knew, you know, per se that I knew my stuff that I could talk about. You know, Cole just celebrated his 11th number one song and we met 7 years ago at the ACMs and all this cool stuff to make it a little bit more exciting. So I'm not bragging on myself, but I think I did okay.
Okay. Fantastic. I had no doubts. Okay. Last question before I let you leave, just because we're going to talk about this a little bit later on today. Just with it being, it's National Eat Whatever You Want Day.
Ooh.
And so we were talking about the trashiest foods that you absolutely love. And Ashley, I'm going to you, especially before you're about to hit the airport. Trashiest foods that you absolutely love.
Oh, man. You know, if my go-to, if I've had like one of those nights, it's normally the nights that I drink too much that I eat the trashiest. And that would probably be like a Big Mac or Taco Bell or a Papa John's pizza with the garlic sauce.
Oh my God. I said Taco Bell as well. And yes, with the Papa John's, you got to have the garlic sauce.
So good.
All right, Ash. Well, safe travels and we'll keep your seat warm. So this way, when you get back, we can't wait to hear the details.
Yeah, thanks. I'll be back like before the show even ends. I'm turning right back around and I'll be back in Orlando for a noon meeting.
So crazy. All right, get some rest.
All right.
Cool. Ashley's All Access is next.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obie and Ashley's second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
We're on the line right now with Joshua. Joshua, where are you calling us from?
I'm in Winter Garden.
Okay, you're my neighbor.
Oh, boy.
All right. Well,
cool. Love it.
I'm going to try a little harder to get you all connected. That is, of course, unless you're a weirdo.
Then there's only so much help I can give. But go ahead. Tell us about your date.
Yeah. So I was paddleboarding with some friends of mine a couple of weekends ago, a group of guys. And we ran into a group of girls. And I met this really nice, cute girl and asked her out. And she said yes.
You make it sound like she said yes to a proposal.
Exactly, yeah. And it was a proposal for a first date, I guess.
Hey, right? Good for you for being so bold, man.
Hey, you know, I mean, you got to ask, you know, if you want something, right?
True.
Okay, so where are we now that you're calling us?
Suffice to say, you know, long story short, I don't know what happened. We went out, seemed like we had a good time, and I'm trying to get a hold of her, but, you know, texting and Facebook and whatever, you know, Snapchat, email, and everything.
Okay, wait a minute.
And WhatsApp.
Hold on. Because the fact that you're even saying all these things, like, have you maybe hit her up on way too many platforms, on text, all that? Maybe you've, like, kind of overwhelmed her?
WhatsApp and Telegram also, I forgot to say.
Morse code?
Oh, my God.
I'm wondering if she's okay, because I haven't heard a peep.
Okay. All right. Well, that's where we'll step in. We'll try to get you guys connected. Let us talk to her first, okay?
Thank you.
Her name was Camille, right?
That's correct.
All right.
Hello?
Yes. Looking for Camille, please.
Hey, this is she.
Camille, good morning. This is Obi. That is Ashley.
Hey. Good morning, Camille.
The both of us are on the radio for one of the big stations here in town. K92.3 on the radio.
Okay.
I don't know if you've heard of us or not, but we're calling you on behalf of a gentleman you went on a date with, and we're going to put you guys on another date.
Okay, well, not to be, like, so direct with you, Camille, but Joshua listens to our show, and it was like, hey, I went out with this girl, and I really want to take her back out. She's not getting back to me.
Wait, what is this for again? Like, what?
So we're trying. At the end of the day, we're just trying to get you guys to go back out again.
Yeah.
But if he did something wrong the first time, we definitely want to help him out and let him in on what he did so he doesn't do it again.
Okay. This is really weird. Wait, what does that mean? Like, what kind of answer is he looking for?
Well, he really just wants to know, bottom line here, Camille, did he do something that, like, scared you off, turned you off, anything like that? And if you're not into him at all, like, totally fine. We don't want to force anything, but we do want to help him.
Yeah. Okay, so, I don't know. All we did was eat fast food.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay, so instead of, like, a restaurant, you guys went to a fast food joint?
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, like, not just one, like, we stopped at several. We went on, like, a tour of fast food, like, McDonald's and got some fries. We went to Arby's to try a beef and cheddar, and then, onion rings.
Are you saying, though, that, like, you didn't know what your date was going to be? This came out of nowhere? Were you expecting, like...
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I wasn't super expecting it. I'm not, like... a fast food eater. I'm like, I try to be pretty healthy, so I don't eat a lot of, like, fried foods and stuff like that.
Man, I feel like that was a cool idea, though, but I get you not being a fast food person. You know what? Why don't we bring Joshua into this conversation? Because he's actually listening to everything we just said.
Hey.
Go ahead, Josh. You're on the line.
Yeah, okay. You know, I don't know what the deal is here, but, I mean, I put a lot of thought into this, right? And I wanted to do something creative and charming and different. And I thought it was kind of interesting to go to each restaurant and sample, like, the best that they have to offer, the fries at McDonald's, Burger King for their famous onion rings, and as she said, Arby's beef and cheddar. And I'm like, you know, Camille, tell me that you didn't like the Cinnabon Bites at Taco Bell? I mean, come on.
The what?
Oh, wow. The Cinnabon Bites. They're just delicious, Ash. Just know that.
They're awesome. They're amazing. I mean, I eat those on the way out of the airport. They're so good.
I just felt, I don't know, I just felt like it was a little cheap of a date, I guess.
Oh, wow.
What do you mean cheap? I mean, if you add it all up, okay, it was more than if we went to a fancy restaurant.
Wow.
Well, Camille, you know, I mean, now that you are hearing kind of the stance, I totally get what you're saying. If he would have taken you to, like, McDonald's and gotten you a value meal and that was it. But, I mean, now that you're hearing that he thought it was just a creative idea, does this give any second thought for another date?
Maybe if we can, like, maybe talk first about, like, what kind of food we like or where, what kind of stuff we like to do.
Yeah, Joshua, maybe a restaurant this time?
I just wanted to do something different and crazy.
Sure.
Perfect.
You know, charming for the first date.
A for effort for sure, Camille, right?
Yeah, no, yeah, for sure. It was, yeah.
Okay, good. So let's get you guys on another date. We're glad we worked this out.
Home of Obie and Ashley's second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K92.3 app.
Obie and Ashley, K92.3, same station trying to send you to Seattle to see Luke Combs. We'll take care of airfare, hotel, all that stuff, and that's coming up at 9 o'clock. Now, just before that, I'm going to check in with Ashley, who hasn't been here the entire morning because of her secret mission with Cole Swindell, the country star. And we'll check in with Ashley here in 10 minutes. But first up, it's National Eat What You Want Day. And we just had a second date update where the guy took her to all these different types of fast foods. Now, I brought this up a little bit earlier on the show where we talked about some of my favorite eats, you know, Taco Bell. I mean, especially if things like fat, sugar, sodium, if those things did not matter. And on National Eat What You Want Day, you could eat whatever you wanted. Now, mind you, there are some of you who you eat whatever you want anyways. And then another group that could afford to eat a little more. But I'm talking about, like, if you could eat whatever you wanted and it gave you no consequences, what would you eat? 844-254-9232. Good morning.
This is Alex calling from Titusville.
Alex, what would you be eating?
Hey, I'm a big Taco Bell fan also, but those sodium warnings made me cut back a lot.
Yeah, okay, what's your go-to at the Bell?
Oh, the cheesy gordita crunch.
Okay. Bro, we could be friends, bro.
I had an after party one time and... We ordered 122 tacos at the after party.
That feels like heaven, though, right? Because then you could just run right through them.
Oh, dude.
I appreciate you chiming in, man. Have a great day.
All right, see ya.
K92.3, good morning.
Hey, Mr. Rupp. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, who's this? Where are you calling from?
John from Biflo, the old man.
John, I love it when you say your name so this way everybody knows, man. John from Biflo. All right. On National Eat Whatever You Want Day, what would you be eating?
It's a peanut butter and marshmallow sandwich.
Peanut butter and marshmallow sandwich. Okay, and then you wash it down with what?
A big old glass of milk.
Okay, all right, okay. All right. Hey, man, I hope you enjoy one today.
No, those things are good as hell.
Good stuff, man.
Have a great day, young man, and thanks for everything you do, man.
Thank you. You too, man. K92.3, good morning.
Good morning, Obie. It's Tracy.
Tracy, it's National Eat What You Want Day. If none of that mattered as far as sugars, sodium content, what would you be scarfing down today?
Oh, McDonald's French fries.
Yeah, there's nobody that can do them like McDonald's.
No. And the sad thing is 2 months ago I gave up all carbs, all sugar, no sweets, nothing. I've lost 22 pounds, so...
Wow. Well, congratulations. Hold on. So how do you treat yourself? Like, I know a lot of people who go through those diets, but this is why I'm asking. How do you treat yourself on that diet?
I actually... There is a thing called a Quest bar. They've got all different kinds of flavors.
Yeah, high in protein.
No, yes. Yes, so that's how I treat myself.
Wow, okay. All right, good deal.
But if I could get those fries, oh, I'd be right up on it.
Yeah, Tracy, thank you. Man, now I'm going to be thinking about those McDonald's fries. All right, Ashley, I'm going to check in with her next. You know what? I'll throw the same question her way. We'll find out what kind of trashy foods she would want to eat on National Eat Whatever You Want Day. It's all on K92.3 next.
Obie and Ashley in the morning. Yeah. The bridge between you and your favorite stars.
Kenny Chesney and the operation it takes to run one of his shows.
I try not to think about it. I remember the first year I think we were doing our stadium shows, and I woke up in Pittsburgh outside of the Steelers football stadium one day and just kind of stuck my head out the window, and I went, you know, who's paying for all this stuff? And I went, oh, wow. My God, I am.
Find this entire interview and more in the K92.3 app. Obie and Ashley, weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.